tricky because we always think that we are going to follow these steps in order. I'm going to grab the phone. I'm going to call the main desk. The dean is in the hallway somewhere, so I can just yell out and say, "Hey, you come, we need assistance." But it doesn't always work out that way. I think the steps end up being making sure that the students are safe. You can have the students either move to the side, or you might have the students step out if there's a monitor in the hallway to guide with that and isolate the student who's in crisis or who's having a behavior peak. It could be that the behavior peak can be calmed by bringing somebody into the classroom instead of having the other students leave. So if there's a monitor in the hallway, I can bring them into the classroom to help with other students and then help de-escalate the peak. But if it's a class that's co-taught, where there's multiple teachers in a room, I feel that it's a lot easier because then you can have one teacher pull some of the students to a safe space, or another teacher monitor the student who might be in crisis, or one teacher go grab help. So I think that it really depends on the scenario as well. If I'm by myself, my actions would entail calling somebody from the hallway or security from the hallway, which we have in high school setting. We have the security guards based around where they can radio somebody to come. High school, the kids are a little bigger, so it can be really dangerous in reality. So there's a lot of things that need to be considered. It's just making sure that you're following certain protocols, like not having scissors out or anything like that. It's super important when you're in a high school setting to make sure that these kind of actions are easily de-escalated. You can't be angry or aggressive towards the student, especially when I began as a teacher. I was very emotional. It was extremely difficult to control my emotions when it came to some of the things that were going on with the students and some of the behaviors that I still wasn't sure I knew how to handle. I think it's important to speak your truth. So if you need to ask for help, or if you need to speak to the guidance counselors that are available and see if there are any like emotional support services for the teacher, I think that's important. In my school, we have that support where if I, as a teacher, I'm struggling, I can also go to the guidance counselor and they can sit with us and we can have that conversation. I also think it's important to understand that you're probably not the only person that's feeling the stress or the emotions, and it's normal. If you hold it all in, you may get to a point where it's too much. It's important to be honest and remember that you're human, so do things to take care of yourself as well. Like, I know that I need to take a moment to step away and breathe. I know that that's important for my own mental health. So I may have to, during my lunch, not allow my kids into the classroom to sit with me, but I may actually have to take my time to just relax and